Now, the rest of the story. You know the name Robert Oppenheimer. He was the physicist director of the Los Alamos laboratory that produced the first atom bomb. It was Oppenheimer who supervised the construction of that scientific complex, who amassed its equipment, who persuaded hundreds of scientists to comprise its personnel. After the Second World War, Robert Oppenheimer became a trusted advisor to the United States government on matters relating to atomic energy. But this is the rest of the story. Robert Oppenheimer's interests were not confined to physics. In fact, he was much intrigued by geology, by minerals in particular. That passion was first aroused when Robert received a small collection of mineral samples as a gift, and piece by piece he made his own contributions to the collection until the rooms and the hallways of the Oppenheimer home were bedecked by mineral samples. As time passed, Robert became more and more involved in his hobby. He studied. He made special analyses of the rock formations of New York's Central Park. He began corresponding with well-known geologists. One of those scientific pen pals nominated Robert for membership in the prestigious New York Mineralogical Club. And Oppenheimer was accepted unanimously, an honor for which he was not required to appear before them. But nevertheless, the new inductee corresponded vigorously with many of the club's members, and after a year in the organization, Oppenheimer was invited to lecture at one of their meetings. But you know what? For the first time in his life, Robert Oppenheimer felt unqualified to speak in public. He tried to back out of the lecture, but was convinced that he should accept the invitation. Robert prepared his remarks painstakingly, and yet, as the evening approached, he became increasingly nervous until he was practically overwhelmed by stage fright. The meeting was to be held at a West Side Manhattan hotel. The night of the speech, Oppenheimer was on the verge of panic. A host ushered him to the speaker's platform, and as he stood on the podium, obviously intensely uncomfortable, muffled laughter rippled through the hall. And somehow Robert got hold of himself, and he started to speak. And for the rest of the evening, he held his audience spellbound. After the lecture, Robert was reassured by a rousing round of hearty applause and respectful congratulations. He was glad that he'd gone through with it after all, despite his unwarranted feelings of inferiority. For you see, no one in the New York Mineralogical Club had actually met Robert Oppenheimer before that night. They had accepted him. They had corresponded with him. They had invited him to lecture without ever having met him face to face. That's why the renowned geologists had laughed when Robert stepped to the podium. For Robert Oppenheimer was yet to establish himself as a physicist or anything else for that matter. Therefore, he had only expressed himself in mature and impressive scientific correspondence on the subject of his first love, which was geology. The New York Mineralogical Club had not the vaguest idea until the night of Robert's lecture that they had invited to speak before them a likable, knowledgeable, profoundly prodigious boy of 12. You knew the grown-up Robert Oppenheimer. Now you know the rest of the story.